Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lunishpas Ayim B'Yakashom Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Lamin Zayin. The Daf speaks about the mitzvahs at Tluyus Baharitz, the mitzvahs that you're in Chuyov when you're in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara explains that there's a difference between mitzvahs haguf, which that's everywhere, every place in the world a person is in Chuyov mitzvahs haguf, and mitzvahs at Tluyus Baharitz, which are only in Eretz Yisrael, any mitzvah has to do with the land itself. Let's get into Oimek HaDover, the depth of what does Mitzvah Tluy Baritz means and why it works and what does it do Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi Avraham Azulai, the grandfather of the Chido, Big Mekubal, wrote a sefer called Chesed LaAvraham. And there he writes that the Mitzvah Tluy Baritz, the reason Dafka in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz, because it's a very big Kedusha that comes to the world. And that Kedusha is not appropriate for it to be in Chutz Laaretz. It has to be Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Only there that Kedusha can be revealed. And he says, remez to this is that it says you're not allowed to bring challah from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. And if you bring it, you have to burn it. Why? Because this is a mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael at a different level. And what it has to do with the Eretz itself, the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha, works much in a much greater way than what you have in Chutz Laaretz. What does he mean? What's pshat in the Chesed LaAvraham? So the Sifri Chassidus is really filled with this. The Tanya in the Kuntres Achron, he brings, the whole idea of mitzvahs in the world is to bring the Kedusha from Shmei Meroimim down to this world. That's how human beings are here in the world. Ruchnius, spirituality you have there in Shemaim. But the Avodah of the Techtoinim is to bring the Kedusha down here to the Haaretz. And that's really all my mitzvahs, or to bring Kedusha down to the world. But when mitzvahs at Tluyus Baharitz, or specifically that you bring the Kedusha to the most physical elements, you bring the Kedusha down to the actual land. It's not only a human being, but the mitzvah goes down to the land. It has to do with the actual earth and karka that a person has. And the Shem Shmuel speaks about this in a few places. And in Parshas Bolak, Tafresh Ayin, the first verse of Parshas Bolak, explains that the idea of Tachlis, to come to Eretz Yisrael, is to bring these mitzvahs down here to the land. And that's something that can happen only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laaretz is not enough, it's not Kaddish enough, doesn't have enough ability that you're able to bring the Kedusha down to the world and connect it to the actual Artsius, the actual Adamo, that you can do in Chutz Laaretz. And a dugma, an example to this, is what I heard once. The Arizal says that the whole idea of the korbanos is to elevate the animals, which are less than a human being, to bring them up to Kedusha. So we take the animals and we bring them to Mizbeach, we make it Kaddish. Not only bring animals to Mizbeach, we bring also Tzemeach, we bring also things that grow in the land. Like the menachos that come from wheat, and we have the oil and the wine, everything that grows from the land. What about the doimim? What about the still things in the world? There's really only one thing that goes to the Mizbeach. And that's the melach, that's the salt. And that itself doesn't come on its own, just comes to add to the meat that goes to the Mizbeach. So I heard once was pshat, because the Kedusha coming from above could go to a human being, to a medaber, could go even to a behema, and even to tzemeach. To a doimim, to a still thing, something that doesn't grow, there it's much more difficult to bring the Kedusha down to there. The only thing that comes is the melach, which is special as a spice. It's not a regular doimim. But we don't bring stone or metal to be a korban in the Mizbeach. Because the whole idea is that the Kedusha needs to penetrate, come down to the world. And there's a certain limit to where the Kedusha can go down to. In our avodah, we can bring Kedusha to places that have some elevation, that belong to Kedusha. Like Eretz Yisrael, you can bring the Kedusha to the Artsius, to the earth, to the things that have to do with the physical world in Chutz Laaretz. And two nikudas just to add to this is Reb Chaim Vital in a Sefer Eitz HaDa'as Tov in Pasha Shoftim comes and says that a bar mitzvah boy is like Eretz Yisrael. The same way we learned in our daf that we're chayav in a mitzvah tluyus baaretz only after 14 years, sheva kivshu sheva shel chilku. 7 years of conquering and 7 years of dividing, and only then you get the mitzvah tluyus baaretz. Also, our bar mitzvah boy, only when he gets to his 14th year, he's mechuyav b'mitzvahs. Because according to what we just learned, the mitzvahs have to elevate the physical. And the physical has to be in a certain level of kedusha. Eretz Yisrael after 14 years gets to that level. And every Yid is able to get to that after he turns Bar Mitzvah and he gets the Yetzer Toiv, then he can elevate his body to bring Turin Mitzvahs. And we'll end with what the Me'a Shiloyach writes, a Chelek Beis Pashas Matos, when he speaks about Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that the Chidush of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven was that even though they took Kalei on the outside of Eretz Yisrael, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him that that could be Eretz Yisrael. He says, every Yid, if he takes his place and makes it Kadosh, even in Chutz La'aretz, then as a din of Eretz Yisrael, there's a Gdusha on the Chaymri. That's the Maila of a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. Every place that a person makes things of Gdusha, even in Chutz La'aretz, he's able to penetrate, bring the Gdusha to the lowest part of where he is. A person is able to elevate every place that he is to be Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.